The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our weekly medical consultation. A little bit earlier than usual, Dr. Ray Wally is with us, not to talk about the problem of obesity. I want to talk about eye health, because apart from people's vision maybe declining and needing glasses to compensate, how often would you see in a doctor's surgery people coming in with other issues in relation to their eyes?
On a regular basis, it's something which I did a 6 months post in ophthalmology in the south of England, and the one thing I realised is don't take your eyes for granted. So starting off, you should really be aware if there are family history issues in your family. So, for example, there are about four or five common things which can affect the eyes. Glaucoma is one. Glaucoma is a increase in eye pressure. It's something which there generally is a family history. It's something your optician can check for. So a lot of these things are actually...
But what is it when you say an increase in eye pressure? What does that do to you?
By the pressure, like blood pressure in your body, there's a pressure in your eye. And the optician can... You may have gone into an optician to get your eyes checked, and you're very aware that he's going to be checking your ability to see, your visual acuity, your perimetry, how far you can see around you. But are also putting a little machine up against your eye to check the pressure. And the danger of it, your eyeball having an incorrect pressure is that if the pressure goes up, it affects the optic nerve, and the ultimate difficulty can be you can go blind. You can present in an acute format whereby you get a pain around one of the sides of your eye, and basically that is a medical emergency whereby you have to be referred in that time to a ophthalmology unit. Or it can be a chronic problem, which unfortunately can go with old age. It especially can go with people who are short-sighted like myself. So in the acute format, basically, you might get tablets to take and you will get eye drops. You may need a bit of surgery. In the chronic format, you'll be attending an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist, probably for the rest of your life to get your eye pressures checked on a regular basis.
Okay, what other things should people look out for?
Another thing then is macular degeneration. That's something which, as we get older, it is increased, whereby the macula, which is the part that looks at the colour in the back of the eye, that can degenerate. And I'm afraid, although it's mainly with older people, it can be also with people in their 40s and 50s. And it is something which is not something you want to get. A lot of the development of treatments of this was based in the eye unit down in Waterford, whereby they give injections into the back of the eye, not exactly something you want to get. There is evidence some degree of vitamin usage, vitamin A, C, can be basically helpful. It's something whereby you will never go blind, but the problem is your vision may go very hazy. And it can start with the fact that you're missing out on peripheral vision. But as I said, it predominantly goes at older people.
Okay. What about cataracts?
Cataracts are something, again, predominantly associated with older age. Although that being said, some people are born with congenital cataracts. So, for example, when we do a baby check at 6 to 8 weeks of age, it's one of the things we look for. And it's where the lens of the eye goes hard. That will reduce your vision. It is especially so more of the case in older people. The good thing about it is there are good surgeries there which are successful. There are two new units that have opened in Dublin which are now thankfully reducing, one in Nina and one in Dublin, which are thankfully reducing the great waiting list that we've got. And there is very, very good surgery for that.
Now, can eye problems be caused by other illnesses, such as type 2 diabetes, for example?
Well, diabetes, full stop, unfortunately, can cause it. The difficulty with diabetes is you get hardening of the arteries, both the small ones and the large ones. So the small arteries that exist are in the back of your eye. The small arteries are also in your kidneys. So that's called diabetic retinopathy. The good news is, for a good number of years, I think about 10 years now, we have an excellent diabetic national screening service which has saved people's vision. So if you are a diabetic, you need to be registered for that. If you don't know how to do it, just Google retinopathy services. You register yourself, you print it out, you go into your general practitioner, and he confirms you're diabetic, and they do all the memory. As long as they know your address, they call you on a regular basis.
And do what for you?
They take photographs of the back of your eye. They will tell you how your diabetes is doing from literally a picture of your eye. It also is obviously that you have to keep to your diet. It's if you're on tablets, you're taking your tablets. If you're an insulin-dependent diabetic, the mainstay of diabetes is always your diet. So if you're on insulin, you're also keeping to your diet. A very important thing for all of us, what I've done from research of this, is I've realised the importance of wearing sunglasses. There is great evidence that using sunglasses in the winter as much as during the summer in the daylight reduces the chances of you getting macular degeneration. It reduces the chances of you getting cataracts. Obviously, the better the sunglasses blocking out the UVAs and UVB rays, the more benefit you get.
What about detached retinas? Something that I believe people who fly a lot can be vulnerable to.
People who are short-sighted, who wear glasses, short-sighted glasses, are also more vulnerable to it. So often that presents with a flashing lights. You may get a bit of a vision of a cloud or your vision is reduced. Again, that is a medical emergency. If you can't find a general practitioner, present to an emergency department. If you look like an agent and it's not, it's who cares? You've protected your vision. And other things which can happen is we spend a lot of time in front of screens, computer screens, and there's a 20-20-20 rule, which says 20 feet away for 20 seconds every 20 minutes you take a break.
Yeah, we always mentioned diabetes has difficulties for the eye. Listener says, I have MS, the eyes are affected from time to time. Double vision is the worst in relation to this. Listener says, what about conjunctivitis in babies? That's a major thing, isn't it? An eye infection that the eyes gum up for little babies and small children.
Definitely. Unfortunately, babies, especially in creches, they're basically, they tend to get their fingers everywhere, including up their noses and then in their eyes. And first of all, the most important thing there is normal hygiene, that you're basically cleaning the eye, bit of cotton wool, tepid water, and you're going from the inside, inner canthus, the inside beside the bridge of the nose, out. And one touch technique, you throw it away. Some of these people won't need antibiotics. Some will need antibiotics.
Listener says, does dehydration affect the eyesight?
Anything that generally affects your health. So, for example, getting back to the diabetes, if you have a high blood sugar, you can actually get in your blurring your vision. So the same goes that if you're dehydrated, it affects your vision. So it is important that your general health is good, that your body mass index is within normal limits. Hypertension can also affect the back of your eye. Thankfully, with most people being well treated with hypertension, especially since the advent of the use of 24-hour blood pressure monitors by most GPs in the country in the last 4 or 5 years, hypertension is greatly treated.
A listener wants to know, getting bloodshot, what's that a sign of? Why does it happen?
My dear mother used to get this, and you use what's called a subconjunctival hematoma. And basically, you can get a little blood vessel that bursts in the eye. Now, that's the majority of people with it. It isn't necessarily any cause of anything, but it is important you get your blood pressure checked. It can be associated with hypertension. Thankfully, it is something that resolves. Obviously, it can come with orbital trauma as well. And obviously, you should get that looked at if you've unfortunately had orbital trauma.
It also comes with a hangover at times, doesn't it?
Yes, and you've got to be a bit of dehydration with that. And unfortunately, alcohol is a vasodilator. It makes your blood vessels widen out. And unfortunately, that makes your eyes a little pink.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ray Wally.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.